Hello.
Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the zip code?
92618.
1 more time?
Sorry?
Can I get that zip code one more time?
92618.
You said 92618?
Yeah.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Zhang, Zhang.
Can you spell the first name for me?
The first name?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry?
Yes, can you spell the first name for me?
Shanshan, Shanshan.
And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
I'm sorry, I didn't buy any items from your company, but I don't know why your company charged me like about $70.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, the reason why you're billed is because when you ordered the Focus, when you ordered the pods, you paid $5.97. Now, if you didn't call to cancel and send it back, you were charged for it. So it is $69.97 for it.
It's $69.97.
Yes, that's how much for the pods.
But I didn't order any items. Why I was charged? I didn't click any website of your company.
This is for the product that was ordered on April 6th. On April 6th, and when you paid the $5.97 for shipping and handling, and it does show that it was delivered on April 8th. When you didn't return those AirPods back to us, you were charged for it, and that is how much it cost. So being that you were charged today, this is not an order that was made today. This is something that your trial ended and you were billed.
Huh? But the you mean the pot is about $6 and you charge me $60 for another product? Hello?
Ma'am, that's correct. That's why you have that charge, because the AirPods were not free. You paid for them.
But you didn't say it on the contract.
We did. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. But that is, we did say that within the terms and conditions, that if you don't cancel and return it within the allotted time, you're going to be billed for it.
What? It's so strange. The pod is... it's broken and it didn't work. Oh, fuck. So you mean that broken part is worth like about $76?
Well, I do apologize, ma'am, but yes, that's how, well, if being that you say that it was broken, I can definitely get you another one shipped out to you. We can replace that
one. No, I don't
want
it.
Well, I do apologize, but the charge is valid.
Okay, I'm going to appeal this charge for my bank. It is ridiculous for the broken pot worth
$76. Okay, well, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while I speak with my supervisor? Ma'am?
Sorry?
Hello? Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I speak with my supervisor in reference to this account?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting for my supervisor to respond back. Okay, ma'am, I do thank you for holding. My supervisor did okay me to process a full refund, so allow me one moment while I go ahead and process that refund back to your account.
Okay, so what's my, the ID for this issue?
Okay, ma'am, I processed that refund for the $69.97. That'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days, and I did send you an email to let you know that it has been refunded.
Okay, so can I have your name?
My name is Laquana, L-A-Q-U-A-N-A.
Okay, so can you tell me the confirmation ID of this issue, the refund?
I sent you an email. It's in your email.
Sorry, let me check it.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
I'm sorry, I didn't receive the email. Can you confirm the email address?
The email address that we have is SSZ as in zebra, HANG 0615 at gmail.com. But I can provide you with your refund confirmation number. It's going to be R as in Robert 27284.
So can you repeat it?
R as in Robert 27284.
27, 28 for white. Is R27284?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.